Good morning. It is 10:06 a.m. We are here today, September 14, 2018, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Agana, Guam, for the scheduling conference of OPA PA 17009, Cortec International Corporation versus Department of Public Works. Presiding over the hearing today is Hearing Officer Attorney Camacho. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Rodolin Gerardo and Edlyn Dalisay. Will appellant Cortec International Corporation please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Morning, Leslie Travis on behalf of Cortec International Corporation.
Morning, Ms. Rhodes.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency Department of Public Works please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Yeah, present are Thomas Keeler, Assistant Attorney General, as well as Shannon Titano, Assistant Attorney Generals for the Government of Guam, as well as the agency's representative, Andy Leon Guerrero.
Thank you.
Greetings. All right, so as a result of the Superior Court issuing its decision in order and remanding this case back to the OPA, we're going to schedule, I think, there aren't any pending motions, I believe. I think that was the last one that was resolved by the court. And then what I'm going to have to do, though, is because we do have a new public auditor, I will, in the scheduling order, give the parties some time to file any objections to the OPA hearing this case based on the fact that we do have a new public auditor. We'll address those. On our side, we're not too sure what model the new public auditor will follow because there are some options as to whether or not the public auditor will hear the case. That's been the model in the past. The public auditor could appoint a member of his staff. The public auditor could appoint a hearing officer. So we, as the Public Auditor Cruz just got sworn in yesterday. We don't have answers to those questions either. Certainly if there's any new direction that he chooses to take in how these cases are heard, we'll pass that on to the parties as well.
Mr. Camacho,
yes.
If I may, the parties have actually, I believe, agreed and resolved the case in principle. We're actually just trying to hammer out the language now. We've circulated a couple of drafts. The most recent draft was this morning. So we actually don't anticipate that we will be moving forward with the hearing here. However, we understand that.
Well, I'm still going to schedule one.
Yeah, but just for your information, we're looking at.
Yeah, because I believe there's been a change of law, which does require a change in the RFP. Of course, that's for the parties to work out, but in any event, what I'll do is schedule a hearing. Yes, Mr. Keeler?
Yeah, if I could comment, I agree with Ms. Travis. I think parties, particularly based on the last week's communications, are very, very close to resolving this matter. However, in the event that we're not able to, the government would like to file a motion to dismiss the appeal based on the denial of the writ of mandamus, the earlier settlement of an unrelated, well, I can't call it unrelated, but of the Route 1, Route 8 case, as well as I just believe that the issues that have been presented on appeal have already been resolved.
Well, I'm not inclined, essentially, to grant or review another motion to dismiss or another motion in this matter because the motion deadline has, in fact, passed. And, of course, if the parties do come to a decision as to or an agreement as to a stipulated disposition of this case, that would be good. But and certainly, Mr. Keeler, you can make your objections if we do go forward with the hearing during the appellant's case in chief as to whether or not issues are moot, so on and so forth. If we were to have a hearing in this matter, what would be the earliest that the parties would be available for such hearing?
On behalf of CoreTech, probably December.
December?
The reason is that Ms. Tang is off island right now, and then I'm going off island for approximately 3 weeks. And then as soon as I return in mid-October, and on November 5th, Ms. Tang and I are going to be in what we anticipate will be a month-long trial in a 9-year-old case in front of Judge Berdalio. So we think that that's going to take up all of November.
Well, I was looking at starting this case in mid-October, actually.
Okay.
As this has also been hanging, this is almost 1 year. I'm not inclined to, this is supposed to be an expedited proceeding, and I'm not really inclined on holding the actual hearing in this case in December, should we have to, because that is when this case was originally filed, I believe.
It was filed earlier, but the formal hearing was in December.
We didn't have a formal hearing, though, because we had the...
Whatever was the last hearing, I was looking at what was on the
I
website.
I think that's December.
And it was December.
Yeah, because this is... When was the original case filed?
October 16, 2017.
Okay. Hence the October date that
yep.
I was trying to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is a month away.
Okay. I'm going to have to cancel my 3-week-long trip to Scotland and Turkey that I've been planning for 8 months, but I think
hopefully
that's
not.
That's not your...
Okay.
Well, I know that we have two cases in front of...
That's correct.
And I don't know if we're anticipating scheduling Carando around that
time.
Well,
I believe Carando, there's a little more flexibility as that's a later case.
Okay.
And I think that's an 1802 case.
Yes, that was filed
so
in 2018.
It's a little bit more flexibility there, but there's not as much flexibility on this case, which we would like one way or the other. Either it gets resolved via stipulation by the parties, or we go to a hearing.
Okay. It's going to be out of my hands either way. So
okay.
Go ahead and schedule it, and I'll stay if it does go forward.
All right. So calendar-wise, are we available October the 14th? What day is that?
That's a Sunday.
Well, that's Sunday? Can't do that on Sundays. How about October 15th?
That's a Monday.
October 15th at 9? Do we start then?
That is perfectly fine with regards to the government.
All right. Now, before I issue a scheduling order, I'm going to wait, today's Friday. I'll wait until Wednesday to issue the scheduling order, which will include a period of time to file motions regarding the UOPA. And that would be a window, I guess, if the parties want to stipulate to some other disposition of this case. Such stipulation should have that October 15th hearing date vacated if you arrive at such a stipulation. But otherwise, I'll issue a scheduling order. I believe all the hearing briefs and witness lists have been filed in this matter. I believe so? Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
And I might put some time, or I might give the parties the opportunity to file any amended ones they want to make at this point. That'll be in the scheduling order I will issue next week, Wednesday, September the 19th. Are there any other issues I need to take up at this time?
None.
All right. So we are off the record at 10:15 a.m.
This concludes the scheduling conference of OPA-PA 17009, CoreTech International Corporation versus Department of Public Works. The time is 10:17 a.m. Thank you.